Sinead ní uile con, hello.
Hello, Ray. Con is tán tú?
Go ma, agus tú féin.
Anna bha her father, I'm on the road again.
You're on the road again. We'll have to get you a sig tune.
Yeah, on the road again? Or no, is that a bit too overused, perhaps?
I think it is overused. Yeah, we could do better than that. But anyway, and you're a good bit away.
Well, as you were saying earlier in the intro, I'm up in Down, if you know what I mean. And I'm not talking about my emotions here. I'm actually up in County Down. Yeah. I'm just outside Ballinahinch, and I'm on my way to a farm. Kindale Donkeys is what it's called. It's an activity farm with therapy animals. And I'm about to meet the owner, and I'm about to meet the animals as well. There are 26 donkeys at this farm. There are pygmy goats as well. I think there are about 15 of them. Rabbits and ducks as well. And they offer a lot of services, and a few services that have a little bit of a twist, and they have some upcoming events in the next few days that are quite interesting. So yeah. Robert Wallace, the owner, will be telling me a little bit more about that in a while.
And he has a great story, doesn't he?
Oh, he has a great story. Yeah. Robert was only 1 year old when he got his first donkey, as you were saying earlier.
What do you say, Kerry? What did saying Kerry?
Donkey.
Yeah, they don't go on. They say donkey down in Kerry.
Well, we're very posh in Kerry, yes. Don't you know? But yeah, Muffin was her name. And he was only a year old, and he got it from his neighbour. And then when he was 7, he got another donkey, Dennis. And he's been adding to that collection ever since.
So M-O-N-K-E-Y. What's that?
Monkey.
Yes, you see. So D-O-N-K-E-Y. Donkey. Yeah, go on.
What do you call the shop, L-O-N-D-I-S?
Londis.
What do you call the capital city of England?
London.
So should it be Londis?
Yeah. We could play this game all day, but we'd have no listeners, Sinead. We'd have no listeners.
We'd have switched off.
Yeah. So on your way up to Down, you see, you met some people, and what did you ask them?
Well, you were talking earlier about Better Man, the new movie about Robbie Williams' life. And it's not Robbie Williams who's in the main role, but a chimp, because he said that that was his spirit animal when he was asked about it. And they came to the conclusion that it would be a chimpanzee who'd play him, and that maybe that it was the chimpanzee who represented him.
Yes.
And I was asking people what their spirit animal is. Now,
Would you just explain it to me and our listeners? So spirit animal, what is it? Explain it to me.
I think that certain people have different explanations, but I'll give you mine.
Right.
My explanation is an animal that you have a connection with, or an animal that you admire, or an animal that has characteristics that are similar to your characteristics.
Right. Okay.
So I would say that if my spirit animal would be a dog, because I like long walks. And I think animals or dogs are good at reading emotions. And I think that I'd be good at reading emotions as well.
Okay.
And they have a tendency to get jealous from time to time. And I would be similar. So I think I'm going to say that I'm a dog if I had to choose my own spirit
animal.
Is
a dog. Now, back in the day when I was growing up in Kildare, we were surrounded by horses. And the National Stud was down the road. So you're talking about thoroughbred horses. And when you see a thoroughbred in a field on a summer's day and a stallion, he's standing there and you go, wow, like the strength, the power, the grace, all of that stuff, you know. So I would have back then thought that was, and this is more aspirational, but now I'm with you. It's a dog. I see how the dogs are treated at home in our house. They get more attention, more affection. They're told they're handsome more than I ever am. So I think if I could come back, I'd be coming back as a dog. I don't know if that's what a spirit animal is, but both of us want to be dogs. Okay. So out and about, who did you meet?
First, I met Donna and her son, Senan.
A dolphin. I love the water and I love being outside, and dolphins have always been my favourite thing growing up, so dolphin is mine.
And did you have lots of accessories with dolphins on
them? Instead of having wallpaper, I had posters of dolphins. I have dolphin chimes, dolphin earrings, dolphin duvets. Dolphin fanatic. Is Mammy dolphin fanatic?
This is Senan.
And Senan, didn't we go see Fungi when he was alive, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Senan, is there an animal that you're like?
Penguin.
Why so?
Because they live in the North Pole.
I don't like correcting a 5-year-old, but
go on. Where did they live? Because I always thought it was the North Pole, so I'm going to learn a lesson here as well.
Well, this is a ridiculous grouping of words, but this is what it says on the internet. Almost exclusively in the Southern Hemisphere. They're in the Antarctic.
That's
where they hang out, yes. But anyway, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
and Senan, I didn't get it on the on tape, but he did say to me that he was like a penguin because he likes the outdoors.
Yes. And there last week we were all told to walk like penguins.
I was walking like a penguin on the pavement for sure. Right. To be sure not to slip.
So that was Donna and Senan.
Mm-hmm. And Senan was 5 years of age. Next up, I met Sarah.
A lion. Because I like to be as controlling as a lion is in the desert or wherever he is.
Do you have a bit of a roar?
I could have and would have. And enjoy when I do have.
Do you explode?
Yes. Yes, I could explode very easily.
Within reason, though?
Sometimes, yes, and sometimes no. That's it.
I love Sarah's honesty. Yeah,
straight up, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you were asking people about their spirit animal.
Yes, next up was Gohar.
My spirit animal is a parrot, and basically a parrot is a pet. You teach, it will speak. If you don't teach, it will not speak.
So are you telling me that you're a good student?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a very chatty person. I like conversation, like interesting conversation. That's all.
A parrot.
Yeah, so he's like a parrot chatting away to me when I was asking him questions yesterday. We're getting a good mix here. So we've got a parrot, a lion and a dolphin so far, and a penguin
as well.
Don't forget
the penguins, yes. And Henry was next.
It's a cat because I like the heat. Love the heat. 11 months of the year to be going around in shorts. Can't get enough of the heat.
Because cat on a hot tin roof, they always seem to find the perfect spot for those rays.
Exactly, and I have 3 cats at home as well. And they know where to find the heat. Windows everywhere.
Do you see yourself in them when you look at them?
I do. Of course I do. And I love cats.
Thanks, Henry.
Yes. And Richard, I met him as well. And he was fond of cats. Well, a different type of cat.
Mine would be a tiger. Just something about the way he looks in particular and how he controls his territory and a real proud animal, I suppose.
And are you a proud person?
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Are you territorial?
To some extent, yeah.
They are beautiful creatures, though.
Absolutely fabulous, yeah. Their colours in particular are gorgeous, yeah. And they blend so well into the environment that they live in. Yeah, they're a bit special.
Yeah, that's Richard.
They are.
Yeah. And next, Colette.
Well, my spirit animal will be an elephant because I never forget. It's probably one of my cons, I think. You know, if somebody does something on me, it's one of the things that I'll never forget and find it difficult to move on. Yeah, I've seen elephants in the past in Thailand. I visited the elephant sanctuaries there and donated to them when we were over there and just spent some time with them, washing them and feeding them. It's actually one of the things that I'd love to bring the kids to in the next couple of years as well, as they also love elephants.
Yeah. See, I'm a bit
gorgeous
like...
Gorgeous creatures.
I'm a bit like Colette on the grudge thing. I'm trying
Did
to
get it
o- I'm trying to get over it though. I'm trying to get you know. I used to admire a good grudge. You know, that's somebody who was who was locked into a good grudge. You know, years and years later, could remember something that was said verbatim. I used to admire that, but less and less as you get older.
Yeah. Do you remember the Rolo ad long ago where this young kid gives a baby elephant or nearly gives the baby elephant his last Rolo, but then at the last second he pulls it back and eats it himself, and then they fast forward and that young child is now a grown man and the elephant swings his trunk at him. It's a very good ad.
Right. And who was your last person?
Last person was Barbara.
Oh, I'd have to say a little cuddly Lyle dog. A lap dog, maybe. Maybe I like being pampered and spoiled for a change and well fed, groomed.
That's a great laugh. Thanks, Barbara. So you're on your way now to Kindale Donkey Farm and you're going to meet its owner and founder, Robert Wallace, and we will catch up with you in about a half an hour's time. Drive safely, Sinead.
Thank you kindly, Slán.
Slán.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sinead and the Unicorn is up and down.
Right. Hello again, Ray. How are you?
I'm good.
Greetings from the farm. I'm here on, in the farm, Kindale Donkeys, and the owner, Robert Wallace, is by my side. I was just petting two beautiful donkeys. There's Clove is by my side here. Don't know if we'll get any sound out of Clove. No. And Meg as well. But they're so peaceful and just really well behaved, I have to say. I don't know what the...
And what effect has
the spell
petting
is.
The donkey had on you, Sinead?
Well, I feel more relaxed as right. I'm petting the donkey. I don't know, there's something very peaceful about them as animals. And it's not just the donkeys that are here. There are goats as well, rabbits, ducks, a few pigs also. And there's just a lovely... There's a nice air to the place.
Right. Stay where you are. I talk to Robert Wallace, who's owner and founder of Kindale Donkeys. How you doing, Robert?
Hi there. All good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for letting us into your farm today. So Sinead was telling us that you got your first donkey when you were one. Muffin, was it?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So Muffin, she was given to me by a neighbour. And then slowly but surely we added a few more. And we got Dennis, who I still have. He's now 29. And now I've ended up with 26 of them.
And what age was Muffin when she died?
She was 16. It was during my GCSE years. It was the summer in between. It was quite a hard summer, to be honest. But she'd had one more baby. And then she took ill. But she has left an amazing legacy. We've got her great-great-grandchildren here.
Dear. So you, at that stage, didn't know a world without Muffin?
No, Muffin had been there through everything. And that's why Dennis is so important to me, because both of them have been through sort of going from primary school to secondary school, through all my exams and all the stresses and anxieties. And yeah, the donkeys in general have always been a big part of my life and have always been such a comfort to me.
So then something, you lost your job during COVID. Mm-hmm. But from that cloud has emerged a huge silver lining in the shape of Kindale Donkeys.
Yeah, so as I said, like I grew up here, we always had animals, always had the donkeys. And then during lockdown, I had lost my job as a receptionist in a hotel because there was no tourism. I was studying at the time. I was going on to do equine management, and I would find myself studying from home, spending more time in the barn with the laptop with the donkeys. And I needed to find some sort of way to help pay for the animals, because it was getting to the very real stage I might have to sell them or move them on. And for donkeys that I've had since I was a child, or ones that have been born here, that really would have broke my heart. So I thought about offering the place for people to come and get some well-being, because at that point I recognised just how lucky I was to have these animals, to have that constant and that reason to get up every day. Despite not having anywhere to go, I had to get up and keep myself right to look after them.
Yeah, and now it's expanded and you work with the NHS. And you bring donkeys into where?
Into anywhere that's asked them, to be honest. But mostly care homes, hospitals, hospices, schools, day centres. Basically, the donkeys come right into the building. We'll visit most residents or service users in a day room or a lounge and just go around and chatting to folk. And especially for the older ones, those who are maybe suffering with dementia and Alzheimer's, talking about their history. Because as I was saying to Sinead before, the donkeys always manage to bring out some of the oldest memories in that generation. They're never too far away from rural life and working with horses or donkeys or cattle or something, and just coming in and putting your hand on the donkey's fur just brings back so many memories, and you hear so many lovely stories from all of them, and it just brings everybody a bit of joy.
That must be a lovely thing to witness, Robert.
Oh, it's a fantastic job. Honestly, it's the best job I've ever had. But the donkeys, I know how good they are for me, but it is really one of those special things when you get to hear about, like, one lady, we had a lady in Dundonald. She wasn't really speaking to anybody. The nurses said, come on into her room, but don't expect too much from her. We brought Dennis in, and the woman sat bolt upright and started asking all these questions about him. And it turned out her father bred and trained donkeys as a child, or throughout her childhood. And that was her childhood, was spending time with donkeys. And now she has a little donkey teddy bear called Dennis, and she engages with the world again, which is really wonderful.
I just, that scene where you walk into that woman's room with a donkey.
I'm not used to it. I don't even see it as strange anymore.
That's the thing. Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I said, so matter of fact, like, yeah. So how, cause people say, oh, how do you get them upstairs? We use the elevator. Like, that's not really a question in my head.
There was that great scene from, was it, what was the name of the movie? With home and was it, anyway, there was a horse in a lift. That was one of the big scenes in an Irish movie. Somebody will tell me what it is.
Have you not? Into the West.
Into the West. Thank you very much, Sinead. Thank you very much. So you got married in the barn from which you're talking now.
Yes.
And the donkeys were part of the ceremony.
They were part of everything from start to finish. It's a good job my wife likes donkeys. I think that may be more the reason she's with me as opposed to me myself. But yeah, so we had donkey and cart to and from the barn to the church in the town. We had Dennis. I asked him to be best man, but he didn't want to do any of the work, so he agreed to take the rings in. We had Turlock, our miniature. He had little baskets with floral confetti on them to hand out to guests. And then we had like pretty much a little petting farm here at the barn, which I used as my sanctuary, because whenever everybody wants to talk to you, and yeah, I'm relatively social, but when everybody wants to talk to you, it gets a bit much. So I used to hide him with the donkeys every couple of hours. My wife did the same. Anytime you got a moment, you just went and hid and chatted to the animals, because they weren't asking you questions, going, oh, yeah, hey, happy? Is everything going well? But yeah, so it was all, we had the barn all cleared out, and we pretty much had 10 days to turn it from a donkey shed with all the friends, the help of friends and family, whitewashing the place, power washing it all, putting up tables and chairs borrowed from the church. And yeah, the night before, I was in the top of a telehandler, and the driver was having a gin because my mum kept plying him. And at one point, it was decided that wasn't a good idea, having the groom sitting about 15, 20 feet in the air.
But it was a good time had by all, including Dennis.
That was great fun.
The ring donkey. I've never said those words together before in my life.
It the joke was, I cried more when I seen Dennis than I did when I seen my wife.
Robert Wallace, Kindale Donkeys, and they're open for business. And if you look them up online, it's Kindale, K-I-N-E-D-A-L-E, up in County Down. Robert, lovely talking to you. Thanks very much, Sinead. Thank you as well. Gurmag, it's on.